Sam Panayanovich joins us. Our conversation on Thursdays with Sam is sponsored by PointsBet. Hi, Sam. I was thinking the other day, Sam, that as much as we bemoan the fact that we're going through a pandemic and the economy and the weather and all the things that Illinoisans particularly have had to sort of bear, and we didn't even have a good sports team. But right now, we've got three. We've got Loyola, we've got Illinois, and we've got the Chicago Blackhawks, don't we?
Yeah, Chicago Blackhawks in first place, believe it or not. Now, they do have a couple games in hand because you look at the standings. They've played 18 games, and they've got 22 points. They're tied right now with the Florida Panthers of all teams, and you know who Florida has behind the bench, Joel Quenneville. So it's ironic when you look at the top of the Central right now, it's Quenneville and the Panthers and Jeremy Colleton and the Chicago Blackhawks. If you would have had me make odds on that before the season, I would have said infinity to one.
Wow, then you would have had to come up with infinity dollars.
Yeah, but the good thing about that is we don't really know how much infinity is, so I think there's a loophole there.
You can get out of it. Well, all right, but the last we spoke, I asked you about that. You said, yeah, Vegas really doesn't like the Blackhawks to win the Stanley Cup or go far. Has that number changed for them?
PointsBet had the number a week ago today at 250-1 yeah. to win the Stanley Cup. Yeah. The number this morning is 50-1.
Ha!
So not only have they cut it, I mean, they've cut it down five times, you know, from 250-1 to 50-1. So if you would have taken a George Washington last week and walked into Hawthorne and said, I'm going to put this $1 on the Blackhawks, it would have won 250. Now that $1 bill wins you only 50.
And that's assuming, of course, that they win the Stanley Cup. But that's the thing. So then you say, okay, well, now I want to get in. I wonder if it's like the stock market. Now that stock is kind of expensive, you know, that maybe it's actually not going to get much better than that. And you should have bet it at 250. You should have bought low is what I'm saying.
Well, the good thing about the Stanley Cup playoffs is that if you get in, you have a shot. I mean, many times we've seen, you know, the six, seven, or eight seeds in a given year go all the way to the Stanley Cup final. So I think it's tougher for them just to get in than it is for them to win a series or two. And, you know, when you put in a bet at 50-1 or 100-1 or whatever, people look at that number and go, wow, that's a really good payout. The good thing is, if you bet the Blackhawks right now at 50-1, they get into the postseason, automatically that number is down to 30-1.
Oh.
So then you could sell that ticket or hedge that ticket or whatever. But if they're able to win a playoff series, that number that you have at 50-1, which is locked into your pocket, they can't touch 50-1. If they win a playoff series, that number goes down to 15. If they win two rounds, that number goes down to 8. So you have a 50-1 in your pocket, and then you can literally get creative and guarantee yourself some money with the proper pre-flop bet. The 50-1 bet, it might not win. They might not win the Stanley Cup, but it doesn't have to for you to make money.
Do people take that? Say you got it at 250-1, and then now they're 50-1. You come up to somebody and say, hey, I'll sell you this and not only get my money back, but maybe a little profit. If they win, you're going to make even more, but I'm guaranteed a little money because it's a better bet right now. Does that sort of thing happen?
Yeah, you can actually buy and sell legal sports tickets. There's a company called PropSwap. They're buddies of mine. One of the kids is actually from Park Ridge. He went to college in Arizona, met a buddy that he lived with, and they created this company called PropSwap where you can actually post a ticket that you have,
yeah,
and you can essentially put it up on a market. It's sort of like eBay for sports betting tickets. So if you have a $10 ticket at 250-1 with a payout of, well, you do the math, 10 times 250, you can say, okay, I want $500 for this ticket. And then it turns into literally a bartering conversation. How much is it worth and who wants to buy it? But it's all about supply and demand. You know the deal.
I think you can't do that with a lottery ticket. But I remember one time I had a lottery ticket and the Mega Millions was at $1 zillion. And some people weren't able to get to the gas station to buy a ticket. And I said, well, just give me a buck or two and or however much you want to invest in my ticket and you'll be in. If we win, you'll get however much as a percentage you put in. But the problem was I had a $2 ticket and I was able to take in $5 from people who wanted a shot at that. The ticket loses, but I made $3 because I took in some people were willing to bet on that ticket anyway. I covered my costs and made money even though we lost.
Made 200%. You didn't make $3. You made 200%, buddy.
And I think you're not supposed to do that. It's baseball season, so what are the numbers on the Sox and the Cubs?
All right, so one number I'm not surprised by. The other I'm a little, I'm a little perplexed by. So the White Sox win total, this number came from the Westgate in Las Vegas. They were the first ones to post up these season win totals, and these are based on 162 games. White Sox over under 89.5.
Wow. That sounds rich to me. That sounds
I think their pitching staff is good enough, not only in the front end but the back end. I mean, their 1-2-3 with Giolito, Keuchel, and Lance Lynn is very, very good. We're talking about potentially having a Dylan Cease 4 and a Michael Kopech 5. Now, those could be interchangeable, but really it comes down to the back end. I think that 8-9 with Aaron Bummer in the 8th inning and Liam Hendricks in the 9th, like, they're going to be very tough to score runs on. And if the offense does anything close to what they did last year, this team could win 95 games. I'm not really surprised by that number. But what do you remember what I told you 6 weeks ago about the Cubs? I said they're going to suck this year.
Yes, you did.
And the number that they put up, the Westgate threw up an opening over-under of 77.5. That's not even 500, King.
No, you need, 81 for that on a full season. So what do you think of that, Sam?
It tells me everything I need to know. And remember, the Chicago Cubs, much like the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox and the L.A. Dodgers, those are very public teams. And when I say public team, I mean people like to bet on them. You know, they throw their hard-earned money on teams like that because they have a pedigree and they have a big following. They know that people are going to come in and bet the Cubs. They're going to bet the over. They're going to bet them at points bet 3-1, 4-1 to win the division, 22-1 to win the pennant, 35-1 to win the World Series. But how do you have a team with a win total of 77.5 that's 35-1 to win the World Series? The math doesn't really line up there.
Well, but it will attract a lot of dollars. And are the Cubs predictable? I mean, they do have some guys coming back who, if they perform the way they did in 2016, then suddenly you're in the game. I mean, you don't have to win the World Series to get your money here. You just got to win 79 games. Would you take the over on that?
I think you'd almost have to take the over. I mean, I don't like the team. I've been very clear about that. I think it's clear, and you and I have talked about this for the last couple of weeks now, about all the people that have left the organization, namely Theo Epstein is like, all right, I'm out of here. You know, he wouldn't leave if they were going to be any good. I don't think they can challenge for a pennant or a World Series. The rotation makes me nervous. I mean, you've got Kyle Hendricks and a bunch of other guys. Now, okay, they bring back Jake Arrieta, but let's remember, this is not Jake Arrieta from 2014, 15, and 16. This is Jake Arrieta in 2021. He's not throwing 97-mile-an-hour sinkers on the black anymore. So it's more of a nostalgia thing than anything else. But you're banking on a lot of guys to have really good years. You need Rizzo and Baez, and if they keep Chris Bryant, there's been a lot of rumors around the country that they might trade him. I would imagine you probably get more for him if you wait until June or July for a team that's desperate. But I don't think they're in win-now mode, King. They were from 15 until 20, but the number tells you, at least the number on the over-under, 77.5, that tells you the Cubs are not ready to win anymore.
And you like the over on the White Sox. And the only reason I said that sounded rich to me, that sounds high, is because it just seems like the White Sox disappoint, too, that it's been a gradual, you know, process. And I heard what you said, but it'd be nice if everything fell into place, and that's what you're talking about. 89.5 is the over-under for the White Sox wins this year. Talk to me for a second about college basketball. I can't bet. I still can't bet on Illinois because I live in Illinois, right?
You can't bet any Illinois college teams. Now, State Rep Mike Zalewski did refile a bill last week to amend the Sports Wagering Act. Now, if they do pass this bill, it would overrule the logistics automatically, but that still hasn't been passed yet. So you can't bet Illinois. You have to cross the border and bet on Illinois there, or Loyola or Northwestern or DePaul. But we can go to Vegas because Vegas is the heartbeat, of course. Vegas has the Illini at 16-1 to win the NCAA tournament. That's the best team in Illinois by the numbers. Then it's Loyola at 100-1. And then we go down the page a little bit. Northwestern and DePaul are 2,000-1. So Vegas saying don't burn your money, essentially. 100 wins, 200,000, though. 10 wins, 20,000. And then your boys, the Butler Bulldogs, 500-1. So 100 wins, 50,000.
Those guys are going to be lucky to make and get through the tournament. That is the Big East. SIU is 10,000-1. SIU is better than Butler this year. In fact, SIU beat Butler this year. Maybe that says something about their pedigree. People don't know this.
Well, the problem with SIU is, though, they have to win their conference tournament to get in. You know, teams like that, you know, they don't have the luxury of getting an at-large bid in the tournament. They could win 20 games. It doesn't matter because they need to win the conference tournament and then win the NCAA tournament, and that's why their odds are 10,000 to 1.
I get that, but I still like them over Butler because Butler's not going to get an at-large bid, and Butler is 500 to 1 versus 10,000 to 1 for SIU. Southern's a better bet, but Loyola's the most interesting one. I just worry that they're going to get up against some of those big dogs, and they're not going to make a long run like they did a few years ago.
So. Well, you can find them if you like Loyola, and I think, you know, I talked to a couple guys who think Loyola is better than they were when they went to the Final Four a couple years ago. You can find Loyola right now at like 30 to 1 to make the Final Four. Are they going to win the title? Probably not, but you can slice that in quarters rather than bet 100 to 1 to win the whole thing. You can bet them at like 30 to 1 to win the Final Four, and guess what? They get to the Elite Eight, King. You've got 30 to 1 in your back pocket. You could bet the other team, and you can make money no matter what.
Ah, that's what you were talking about earlier. We got 60 seconds. What's the bet of the week that caught your eye?
Oh, somebody at PointsBet fired a $100 bet on the Daytona 500. Michael McDowell. Not Michael McDonald that keeps you running. Michael McDowell. He was 100 to 1. He never won a single NASCAR race in 357 attempts. But guess what? He survived the big crash on the final lap. Took the checkered flag. That bettor made $100 into $10,000 on Michael McDowell winning the Daytona 500.
Should have bet $200. Yeah, that crash was scary. It was a fire. Any other bets or picks for us today, Sam?
Yeah, I like a hockey game. I'll make it quick. It's the Boston Bruins, New Jersey Devils tonight. The goal total is 5.5. I like the under. I think it's a 3-1 final, so I like under 5.5.
Sam Panionovich joins us on Thursdays at this time, sponsored by PointsBet. Let's talk next week, Sam.
I look forward to it, buddy.
Take care.